Hi, everyone. This is Thanksgiving edition of the JoeCast. And we've just walked out of Thanksgiving assembly, the all-school assembly, where we are there really all the way from preschool to 12th grade. And I think today, probably for the first time, almost every musician in the school, certainly in the upper school, was on stage for one part. We had the orchestra, we had the jazz rock, we had choruses, we had string jam, we had many, many groups, and it was really a lovely performance as we've come to do them. Thanksgiving also, it was the chance, we had people from each division who spoke about what Thanksgiving means to them and heard some very nice stories about that. But today is the culmination of a very busy week around here with a lot of unexpected and unanticipated moments. But all good, right? It started about a week ago at the sports banquet in the most spirited, I think, and good-natured banquet I've seen in the 13 years I was here. You know, in part, I know that's because we had a very successful season. And our teams actually together had a 74-26 one-loss record, which I know is not how we actually measure success in teams, which we say all the time. But it certainly did make the spirit, I think, in the room a whole lot better. You know, as did the fact three of these teams were league champions, and two of our coaches this year were named coaches of the year, both in boys soccer and in volleyball. So all very great tributes. But I think most of all, the spirit in the room was about the joy and the accomplishment that our student athletes felt about this particular season and made for a very happy day, which was followed by a happy day for a different reason when we ended up closing school early Thursday and then having the day off on Friday. Unexpected, but I think welcome in some ways. And I know that there are probably many of you who had a lot of transportation troubles on Thursday getting home from various places. Luckily, Dr. D made the great call for us to shut early. So all of our students were home in plenty of time and didn't suffer some of the things that their peers and friends did from other schools. It did, however, cause some problems in terms of what work was over the weekend, both in terms of tests and assessments and papers, and teachers trying to wrap things up before we got to this natural break today. They did a great job, though, in reorganizing and shuffling, and I think between what they tried to do and what students have been doing, we've managed to get to this day pretty well, and hopefully no students being overly stressed. It did push some things into next week, but I think that won't be a problem after everybody gets a few days of rest. In the upper school yesterday, we had our own Thanksgiving moment, which we do. And my tradition is to try to remind our students to not only to be thankful, but to actually say that they're thankful to somebody, to actually reach out and thank somebody for something that they are happy about and thankful for in their lives. I did this year try a little experiment and see if anybody in the auditorium was willing to stand up in front of their peers and actually say who they would be thankful for. Thinking to myself, well, maybe someone's going to think this is a good thing to do. And in fact, there were lots who were very willing to stand up and very quickly had important things to say. Right. It started with actually a young woman who was on the volleyball team, and that team had a very successful and happy season. She actually thanked all the members of her team for the companionship that they all experienced, and that was nice. And followed by siblings who spoke about other siblings, people talked about friends, they talked about their parents in the school, and it was a very nice range of tributes that we heard in the auditorium. Before we left, I also tried something else that was new, which was to bring in a Thanksgiving address that was created many centuries ago now by Haudenosaunee amalgam of different Indian tribes from this area who had created something called the Thanksgiving Address. And the Thanksgiving Address was their way to say thanks to people, thanks to nature, thanks to many different aspects in a very different way than we do. But I thought it was a good contrast, given that the Thanksgiving holiday is not the same for all. I thought I would just read one of the verses. This was a verse that gave greetings to the natural world, and that included greetings to the people, the earth mother, the waters, the fish, and it went on. There are about 15 or 20 of them. But the first one is entitled The People. Today we have gathered and we see that the cycles of life continue. We have been given the duty to live in balance and harmony with each other and all living things. So now we bring our minds together as one as we give greetings and thanks to each other as people. So that's one verse of many, and I asked different students who wanted to come up and read the different verses, and we read a few of them, which I think also added an impact for everybody. So yes, the last few days have been kind of interesting and exciting around school, and now we're all rushing off to a very well-deserved 5-day rest. And so I wish you all the very best of holidays, that you eat well and relax well and have great time with your kids and with family, other family and friends. We'll see you soon. Bye.